This is Tasha Evans, founder of Be Incredibly Well. You are tuned in to an absolutely amazing and powerful platform. Expect to be enriched, empowered, and informed as you listen live to my good friend, talk show host Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speak Live. This is Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speak Live.
Cobbett & Associates Education Consulting Services, providing support to schools K through 12. Dr. Jackie Cobbett is the speaker of choice for assemblies, conferences, and women gatherings. Cobbett & Associates offers staff development for teachers and administrators. She is a nationally recognized educational consultant, technical writer, and editor for nonprofit and profit organizations. Mentoring young men and women and expanding her God-given kingdom authority is Dr. Cobbett's life's purpose. Her most recently published book, According to His Purpose, has already landed Dr. Cobbett the Influential Authors Award of Houston. Forbes Business Journal named Dr. Cobbett as one of the most effective and results-oriented consultants in America. As a CEO of Cobbett & Associates Educational Consulting Services, schedule an appointment or to book Dr. Jackie Cobbett for your next speaking engagement, call 832-715-6830. Cobbett & Associates.
You're listening to Greg Speaks Live.
Not the typical monologue, but dialogue. And more mentally stimulating podcast. Greg Speaks Live. Hosted by Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Greg Speaks Live.
Blog. Greg Speaks Live is being brought to you by Cobbett and Associates. Dr. Jacqueline Cobbett is the speaker of choice for entrepreneur development, personal development. Dr. Jacqueline Cobbett, Cobbett and Associates. Also, we've been sponsored today by Texas Anger Managers. If you know of anyone that's enraged, anger, contact TexasAngerManagers.com. You can reach them at 832-329-7148. They can make a difference.
All right, welcome to Greg Speaks Live. I'm your host, Gregory D. Anderson Jr. And of course, my special guest today is not only a talk show host, but she's a life coach, personal development coach, and an author. She is Tasha Evans. Tasha, welcome to Greg Speaks Live. How are you?
I'm well, Greg. How are you?
Excellent. I'm just happy to be able to have you as a guest today on the show. And of course, I know that your area of specialty is well-being. And I wanted to talk about six areas of well-being, and that's achieving wholeness. And I'd like you to kind of give us a little background on well-being.
Okay, sure. Well, first I want to say really a pleasure, and I'm really humbled and honored at the opportunity, Greg. Thank you so much. And when we're looking at well-being, my goodness, you know, I think, Greg, most people really have heard the word wellness, and it's, you know, our society and marketplace. But when we really drill into what that means, we kind of land with well-being. And the movement that God has really given me to take charge of is, the way I look at it, is well-being. It's the being kind of the well movement is really the platform we stand on, and what that means is to experience wholeness and freedom in every aspect of our lives. And so that's mental health, that's emotional well-being, that's financial well-being, Greg, that's spirituality, that's your career, you know, that's you personally, so professional development as well as personal development. And so when we look at well-being, it's the total person, it's every aspect of us. And unfortunately, so many individuals are a bit out of balance. You know, there may be that moment of, you know, being in sync, you know, you're physically fit and you're well in regards to financial well-being, but your emotional and spiritual well-being are really not on your radar. And so when we look at well-being, we just look at total person, really.
People say well-being has a lot to do with different components. It's not just physical. It also deals with nutrition, you know, how we eat. How important is physical activity to the reduction of stress?
Oh, wow. Extremely important. confidence. I know for me, I'll definitely speak for myself and as from a general perspective, but physical activity helps to reduce stress. It increases productivity levels, energy levels, and oh my goodness, and more. So individuals that decide or are able to implement 30 minutes at a minimum daily can see tremendous differences within every aspect of their life. You know, I know within the corporate realm, I've developed corporate wellness programs for top majors within the oil and gas industries. And just to hear the testimonies from employees who decided that, you know, maybe they couldn't do 30 minutes every day, but at least 3 to 4 times a week, just seeing them come off of blood pressure medications and cholesterol levels reducing, absolutely imperative. You know, I'll be honest, Greg, you know, before this journey of wellness and well-being, I really wasn't active with regards to physical fitness, but now I've just seen the difference in the two worlds, regardless of your size, regardless of what's going on, how much that's helped me with regards to just being productive overall. So imperative to answer your question, you know, that we do some form of physical activity daily.
So with physical activity, the significance of doing like 30 minutes a day, what is it that causes a person to fall back? Because a lot of times we'll start and stop. It's just like the shifts in motivation. Because sometimes you may be motivated. Like somebody may see you and like, oh, Tasha's working out, so let me do what she's doing. And you get motivated for the moment, or you may go to a gym and see a group of people working out, and so liking the whole energy and the vibrations. What is the thing that will keep people motivated on a constant basis?
You know, Greg, that's a great question. I'm so happy that you asked, and it is one I enjoy answering. And it's really, when you look at it, that person who gains that momentum and they start and they stop, you know, my big thing is really starting anything with your why. An individual being intentional about what it is that they're doing and why. And so, because you're right, we all have those moments where we get excited about starting a journey, you get excited about starting writing a book, we get excited about working out, and, you know, we have, let's say, 5 or 10 days of success. But then, you know, those all old thought patterns or life happens and something may happen to derail. But it's very important to whatever we do is to really be intentional and understand why we are doing it. So when those moments creep in and you get tired or life happens, you have something to fall back on, because there's a lot of hype and excitement and inspiration, you know, when individuals, you know, follow our walk and they may see a broadcast and they get excited about it, which is great, and we're very much there to provide that level of inspiration. But to take it a step further, we also make sure that we send that message as well, that someone's clear on why they want to, you know, be, let's say they decide this journey, they want to commit to losing 10 pounds. Why do you want to do this? You know, and being clear on that, and that area of relevance, and it just makes it real, you know, for that individual. So to answer your question, know your why.
Makes a lot of sense there. I talk about that purpose of why often, because, again, and I love how you mentioned being intentional, because so often, again, if you just work out just to work out and you don't have a reason why, then that will cause you to start, stop, and never finish it. And then you see these people constantly, even with the New Year's resolution, as soon as the New Year comes up, we always go to that, oh, my New Year's resolution, hey, I'm going to get fine, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's full of amas. And then as you get deeper into the year, you find out, what did I really accomplish? And then really, if you haven't pinpointed why, like you said, if you haven't pinpointed specifically why I want to lose the 10 pounds, health reasons, is it for a lifestyle? And it is a choice. And I think these things are so vital and significant to do. Hey, you're listening to Greg Speaks Live. Of course, my very special guest is Tasha Evans. She's a personal development coach and author. And of course, what we'll do is go to a little commercial break, and we'll be right back to discuss a little bit more about those 6 areas of well-being and achieving wholeness right here on Greg Speaks Live.
Greg Speaks Live.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned for
Greg Speaks Live.
For Greg Anderson, my homie.
Right now, you are definitely in the mix in a mindful way, listening to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. here on Greg Speaks Live.
This is a story of famous dog.
Greg Speaks Live.
Greg Speaks Live is being brought to you by Cobbin and Associates. Dr. Jacqueline Cobbin is the speaker of choice for entrepreneur development, personal development. Dr. Jacqueline Cobbin, Cobbin and Associates. Also, we've been sponsored today by Texas Anger Managers. If you know of anyone that's enraged, anger, contact TexasAngerManagers.com. You can reach them at 832-329-7148. They can make a difference.
All right, welcome back to Greg Speaks Live. I am your host, Gregory D. Anderson, Jr., with my very special guest, Tasha Evans, and she's a personal development coach. And we're discussing the six areas of well-being, achieving wholeness. We talked about physical activity. What I'd like to talk about a little bit more is nutrition, Tasha, you know, eating right. And from what I see with eating, and it's like the quality of food does matter. In terms of our mood, our thinking, it shapes all that. It's like gas. You know, we all need gas. We need gas, and I think the best gas to keep us rolling properly. Speak to nutrition.
Yes. Thank you, Greg, for that. That is a key area that often we miss, you know, because I know we have life going on. We're busy. We're on the go constantly, and so we don't at times pay attention to what's going on in our bodies. And so, but if we really just look at the reality that garbage in, garbage out, as well as, you know, if you put the good stuff in, you'll reap the harvest and the benefits of that. And so understanding that our bodies are temples and vessels, and it's important that we allow God to use us and to flow through us, and for us to effectively do that, you know, we got to make sure we're, you know, charging up our minds and our bodies with the right fuel and the right foods daily. And so you're right. You know, I know sugary items, you know, and our fats and our greasy things
I'm
there.
Guilty.
You know,
they're kind of guilty. I'm guilty.
Are you guilty?
No, I'm guilty. I enjoy sweets, but I try to keep it in perspective. And
moderation,
Oh, yeah, moderation is important. Because every now and then, I mean, I have a Snicker, you know, I have a third thing.
You know what? And that's a good thing, because you're right. I mean, I have a moment where I'm like, you know what, I want to indulge me and lemon cake and chocolate cake, if, you know, from the right locations. We got this thing going on, I will say that. You know, but again, in moderation. But what I've learned too, Greg, is the more I eat well, the less desire I have for those things. And so it's almost now, as much as I love, you know, a triple chocolate chunk cookie, you know, I really don't enjoy it as much as I used to, because, you know, my diet and my mindset has changed with regards to my diet. So it's very important every single day, every meal, what we're eating. And because we have a high expectations. I don't know about you, but I start my day with high expectations on the things that I'm believing God for and the things that I want to achieve. And in order for me to do that, I'm going to have to make sure that I back it up with some, you know, green vegetables and plenty of water, you know, low on carbs, and, you know, making sure I'm getting the right amount of protein. And that helps to, you know, get through and accomplish what I need to accomplish for that day. In contrast, you know, starting the day with those sugary items, you know, donuts and, you know, on-the-go.
Captain Crunch and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
On-the-go breakfast tacos and all the Captain Crunch.
Right.
Yes,
indeed.
You know, and so, and I know people think, okay, this is quick and it's easy, but it's just as easy and it's just as effective, you know, to start your day with something and end your day and go out throughout the day with, you know, protein bars and healthier items. And so, because what we miss is the fact that when we overindulge that big lunch with a chicken fried steak covered with cream gravy, you know, and 30 minutes later, we're exhausted. You know, I need a nap, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because that sugar will bring you up real quick, and then all of a sudden it just brings you down.
You.
Like, man, goodness, you're like, wow, I'm so zapped.
And you tell me, like, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't have any energy. I just want to, you know, I'm at work right now, and I don't feel like, you know, finishing up this report because I'm no longer focused. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah.
But, it, like, versus having a great salad, you know, and plenty of water, you know, I know people think, okay, that's not tasty or it's not healthy, but It's all about
you can learn over time the habits. We are creatures of habit, right? So over time, if you continue to eat right, you'll kind of naturally realize, okay, this is what's better for me. Because I know, like right now, like a lot of times, like I've cut out sodas, and like I enjoy root beers. You know, really, I enjoy root beer, Dr. Pepper. But the reality of it is the acid level that's in there. You look at the sugar that's in there, and it's like, man, this is not good for me. And then you know, you start feeling some kind of way, like you know. Kidney areas, like I don't feel good.
And you look at how your body
water
feels.
Flushes that.
You know, look at how your body responds, Greg. As much as you know, that cupcake we think is you know tasty, but look at how your body responds to that. You know, like we said, you're lethargic and you drop. It takes you high and then drops you. Versus, you know, us deciding to you know maybe to eat a green smoothie or drink a green smoothie, and how your body receives it. You know, and how that, you know, gives you the fuel that you need. So that's what's helped me. So I started with that process, not so much, okay, this tastes so great, but look at how I feel in comparison to what I was eating before. So that's what started my journey to doing it. So, again, that's my why.
Right,
you know,
that's
so
your why.
Everything is backing into your why.
Speaking to nutrition, now, what is it that you eat? I mean, do you start your day off with vitamins? I know you mentioned that, hey, you start off with thoughts, your healthy thoughts. I don't maybe that's affirmations. What does your day look like?
Yes, thank you for asking that. I love this. What's happened for me is God really shown me the importance of starting the day off with gratitude. So I know you asked for what I eat, but this is a little bit of in addition to that. But being a 30-minute segment of just literally being grateful and not asking for anything, because I know we kind of, unfortunately, sometimes wake up thinking about what we need to do and what we need from God, but just with a moment of gratitude. And then with regards to what I'm eating, yes, I do high in protein, whether that's a type of a breakfast meat with, and I prefer turkey over, you know, pork, but a breakfast meat with egg. I've had to cut back on bread as much as I love
I can't stand bread. For some reason, I like what you're eating. I don't know, I can't do egg for some reason. I don't know why. I get an aftertaste. I don't know if it's because maybe I was exposed to those McDonald's eggs and they're artificial like type. And I just cannot.
Yeah.
I cannot get with egg. I mean, maybe if it's boiled or something like that. But I don't know what it is. It's that aftertaste. It gives me a fuzzy feeling. But I'm listening to yours.
Yeah, you can definitely do. I mean, you can do anything. There's so much a variety of things you can do today. I've also just absolutely fallen in love with juicing. You know,
juicing,
do like it's a carrot beet and a green apple blend, and that goes straight to your bloodstream. I love that, you know, feeding my body that. So it's a juice, a smoothie, some form of protein each day, of course, exercising. So it gets me off to the right place, you know, mentally and emotionally. So
as it relates to, let's say, the social connections, like how important is it to, as far as the relationships that you establish, the connections, people that you connect to? Because, as you know, some people can be very toxic. So how important is it to have social connections that are healthy as well?
Vital. You know, our social connections really determine your quality and the direction of your life. And so being connected to the wrong network or the wrong group individuals, in contrast, like being connected to the correct ones will, or when I say correct, individuals or groups that nurture, you know, your mind, body, and spirit, that help you to serve as a form of support. And we're not looking for a yes click. No, not yes man and yes woman, but someone to just provide that level of leadership, integrity, you know, core values to help us to become greater leaders. You know, those are the groups and networks that you want to be affiliated with versus individuals who, I would say it this way, no longer potentially serve you. You know, they may feed into your insecurities or them, and also, unfortunately, at times you may connect to individuals who don't understand your vision or your purpose, and can also, that's a form of toxicity, as you mentioned. So very key, you know, who we link up with, because who we are really tells a lot of who you are. You can be determined by your key five individuals in your group, and it's a lot about who you are and the direction that you are going. So be mindful. Top five individuals who, there are two groups, and we probably have time to get into the discussion, but there are eagles and there are chickens, you know, and unfortunately at times, you know, an eagle may not know that he's an eagle, and trying to hang around among
Fox chickens, you know, because they think, oh, okay, this is a, they're nice people and, you know, they're good people, but they can't soar to the heights that you can. And the eagle doesn't do itself well lying low or hanging out on the ground, let me say it that way. So let that encourage you.
That's a word. With mental stimulation, I know there's like a lot of times many people, it's important to keep our minds active, especially as it relates to our well-being. And why is it, it seems like a lot of times when people, you know, we're taught, hey, 12 years of high school and then 4 years of college, or you go get a specialty, you specialize in something, and then education is over. Why is it important to never stop learning, never stop being engaged, keeping the mind engaged as it relates to our well-being?
Yes, the mind is vital, that you feed it with the Word of God and proper nourishment daily, because it's a very powerful tool that, unfortunately, we don't use very much of. A lot of reports indicate that we use maybe less than 10%, if only 10%, of our brain, which we're extremely powerful individuals, but it's important that we're always evolving, so it's very important that we're all continue with the learning process. Let me say it this way. I always teach a lesson, or taught several lessons on the importance of the thoughts that we think, and so I'm kind of backing into why it's important to continue to learn, but the average person thinks approximately 50,000 thoughts per day. And so if we're thinking 50,000 thoughts per day, 90% of those thoughts, Greg, according to the National Science Foundation, 90% of those are repetitive. And of those, 80% are negative. And so when we're talking about the importance of feeding our mind daily, it's important to renew and restore with positive information, with new information, things that we can, it will help us to continue to create and to build and to glorify God with our lives, versus if we choose not to use this tool in a positive, powerful light, of course, the results are the difference. I mean, how much you put into your mind, how much you feed your mind daily determines the quality and the direction of your life. Take that in for a moment. Being intentional with what you're feeding your mental state, which determines absolutely everything. Your health, your financial well-being, your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, your physical fitness, all of that ties back to the mind.
We're talking about the 6 areas of well-being, achieving wholeness. My very special guest is Tasha Evans. We're going to take our final break. We'll be right back with closing remarks from Tasha Evans right here on Greg Speaks Live.
Cabot & Associates Education Consulting Services, providing support to schools K through 12. Dr. Jackie Cabot is the speaker of choice for assemblies, conferences, and women gatherings. Cabot & Associates offers staff development for teachers and administrators. She is a nationally recognized educational consultant, technical writer, and editor for nonprofit and profit organizations. Mentoring young men and women and expanding her God-given kingdom authority is Dr. Cabot's life's purpose. Her most recently published book, According to His Purpose, has already landed Dr. Cabot the Influential Authors Award of Houston. Forbes Business Journal named Dr. Cabot as one of the most effective and results-oriented consultants in America. As a CEO of Cobbin & Associates Educational Consulting Services, schedule an appointment or to book Dr. Jackie Cobbin for your next speaking engagement. Call 832-715-6830. Cobbin & Associates.
You're listening to Greg Speaks Live.
Not the typical monologue, but a dialogue and more mentally stimulating podcast. Hosted by Gregory D. Anderson, Jr.
Greg Speaks Live.
Blog.
Hi, welcome back to Greg Speaks Live. And, of course, as I mentioned, we're going to go ahead and close out. All good things come to an end. Tasha Evans, I wanted to ask you this. As a personal development coach and author, the stress relief. I know stress, we have so many different things that can stress us out on a day-to-day basis. We live in a world that's go, go, go. Go get it. Go get it. You know, I think there was a song called Go Get the Money. Go Get the Money. But anyway, there's so many things that pushes us to go, go, go. And we're also, we self-medicate in a number of different ways. Some people self-medicate through through drugs, through alcohol, through partying, overdosing in television, that TV. But most of it is like band-aids, distractions, keeping you from doing those things that you need to be doing. What would Tasha Evans say for people that are listening to get back on track and deal with the stress?
You know, Greg, it takes us back to being intentional about our daily living, about the decisions that we're making each day. There's no difference between us and the people that are multimillionaires. We all have the same 24 hours per day. And so, with regards to removing stress, stepping away from distractions, the exercise that we talk of daily, the 30-minute commitment to a regimen will combat stress, which also combats depression, which also helps with self-esteem, post-traumatic stress, and more. You know, so that in itself, I know we have a busy life, really a microwave society. We are always on the go. But it's imperative that we create the spiritual foundation, implement the physical fitness into our lives, the nutrition, all of that affects the stress that's within our bodies and our minds. And so being intentional daily about the decisions that we're making, our network, the social groups that we're connected with affects our stress levels as well. And so it's a moment of consciousness, you know, because often we go through life and we're just kind of haphazard, but paying attention to what's going on around us, what may be causing additional stress. It could be financial strain, it could be mental strain, it could be a plethora of different things, but being mindful of what's going on within our lives and an opportunity to incorporate these different things to combat that. And with regards to the distractions that are in our lives, again, same thing, being intentional and paying attention. You know, if you decide to watch this 50-minute segment on television, how is that benefiting? Is that speaking life into your spirit, into your situation? And it's okay to watch television or check out movies or plays, but we also want to offer balance and not in the opportunity not to overindulge, because if you're looking at so many hours per day or per week, something that's not serving you in a positive light, that's something to consider. I know for me, I've walked away from television, Greg. It's probably been 5 years. I'll see an episode here and there, but my normal, weekend, let's catch up on all of these shows and DVR, you know, that hasn't helped. Yeah, you know, so I walked away from that. So I'll catch a movie here and there. You know, I'll catch a football game, a basketball game, but it's not 60% of my life. You know, it's around 10 to 15% of my life at this point. So
I think it's so critical that we realize that you can get so caught up into the soapbox or into watching television that you stop living. And then you become what you call voyeurs, you know, watching other people do what they do or do what they're destined to do. But what about you? You know, I think sometimes we can forget about ourselves and our purpose and our mission when we just spend so much time glued to the several distractions that are created. Facebook is a distraction. I mean, I see some people, they go to sleep with Facebook, wake up on Facebook. Then there's YouTube videos and, did you see what that person said? I mean, how important is that? You know what I mean? Yeah. How does that really shape your life? So we have to really look at, well, I'm busy looking at this person or looking at the drama and the trials of going on in someone else's life, to sometimes realize, wait a minute, this is a distraction. Is this really helping me, or am I just getting consumed with the messages that are constantly being sent out? And it's all to get you off track, get you off kilter.
Yeah, life happens for everyone else. Someone through the tube and they think, oh wow, her life is great. Oh, she's getting an Emmy. Oh my God, and she's on this next show. Oh, she's doing it. So it has you. It's like you're on the outside looking in when you could most certainly join the game.
Join the game, exactly. In closing, definitely want to know from you and from a mindfulness, the here and now, that mental clarity and well-being. What is well-being, Tasha Evans?
Yes, I'll say it. I reference it. This is the best way that it's nurtured me, and I believe it'll nurture, you know, you and our listeners today. 3 John 1 and 2 is one of my absolute favorites, where it talks about us prospering in our minds and our souls, and it just really backs into this entire message of well-being. And so God's word says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ. And so well-being to me is just, it's scripture. It's spirituality, everyday living incorporated into every aspect of our life. And so, and it's not pulling on category just when we need it, but it's really being mindful of your mental well-being, mindful of your financial well-being, mindful of your professional well-being, personal, physical, every aspect of us. And so it's just that level of, like you said, consciousness. And 3 key things that I always share, Greg, on our morning broadcast for the Be Incredibly Well morning show is because you matter. So we're talking about the message of well-being. We're talking about what it is and why it's important. And it's 3 words: because you matter. Every aspect of you matters. When we lead our lives from that perspective, understanding that, hey, you know what, this life doesn't just happen for everyone else. You know, I have an opportunity to connect with my purpose. I have an opportunity
opportunity to believe God for more and do more and give more. But I matter. You know, my mental well-being matters. You know, me working out, it matters. The decisions that I make with regards to my social networks and how I lead my life, it matters. But well-being to me, in a nutshell, I know we have to wrap it up, but I want to thank you so much for this opportunity. It's just really backing into the importance of intentional living, knowing that we matter, makes all the difference, and deciding to offer that full alignment and that full balance where we incorporate with all categories of well-being and not just, you know, one or two of them.
It matters, ties back to your why, and it also ties into being intentional, because that's the very thing. When you say it matters, because once we get to develop a mind frame that it doesn't matter, so I start working out, and then I'm like, man, I'm not seeing any results. This doesn't matter. If I incorporate that into my DNA or into my mindset that it doesn't matter, that makes me stop working out. I'll discontinue it. But if my why says it matters, that's going to be the fuel that I need. That's the gas. It's the oil. It's everything that I need to keep going and to be intentional. And then being intentional is being decisive. It's making a decision and saying, this is what I want a healthy lifestyle. I want a lifestyle that says it's healthy. That's with my thought, you know, from the physical to the spiritual, all components, all aspects. And also, I want to stay in the moment, because so often we're all into the future. We're living in the past, but being in that moment, fully in the present moment. And I think there's a book called The Power of Now. And so that was a pretty powerful read, too. In closing, go ahead and plug your show. And then I would like you to also just pretty much let us know, how would Tasha Evans like to be remembered? Once everything is all said and done, what will people say in the end about you?
Thank you, Greg. Yes, the Be Incredibly Well Morning Show airs every Saturday morning on KYND 1520 AM. And we're also live on Facebook. You know, for some reason you missed it live, you can always catch the replay at my page, Tasha Evans, or Be Incredibly Well. With regards to how I would be remembered, really, I guess from a space of individual seeing a woman who has most certainly been healed and restored by an awesome God, and someone who has the courage, you know, to trust Him for more and to lead a platform with regards to well-being and the message that, you know, individuals matter. And what I love about this is that the individuals that see me and become inspired, and they see me as this light, but what I like to leave them with is that just like they were seemingly waiting on me, somebody's waiting on them for that book, for that business, for that new design, or whatever space that is, or whatever gift God has given you. This is a gift for broadcasting and making a difference in people's life that God has given me. But God has given other individuals gifts as well. And so, you know, you may be inspired by a broadcast. You may be inspired by any program that we roll out, and I'm grateful to God for that. But I also know, take it a step further and look within yourself and to seek God to have Him help you to cultivate that particular thing, and you serve as that same light for someone else.
That's right. Seeds of greatness dwell and live within each of us. We have to seek them out. And like I said, God first. God can help you find those seeds. But again, hey, I want to thank you so much, Tasha Evans, for being on Greg Speaks Live. And of course, those of you who've been tuned in and listening, thank you so much for listening. And as I close, I'd like to close you with, just remember that I have read somewhere where it says that he who loves sleep will end in poverty. Get up, you sluggard, and rid the sleep from your eyes. It's time you put an end to this life of compromise. Go to work. So often people complain about lacking this and not having enough of that. After spending most of your time in idle gossip and chat, if a man doesn't work, he begs to eat. Going to work gives you the independence to rise to your feet. So go to work for the discipline, peace, and self-respect you will obtain simply go to work to stay ahead of the game. Somebody wrote that, and his name was Gregory D. Anderson Jr. years ago. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Greg Speaks Live. Fire, no worldly desire.
superstar. Not easily persuaded or fazed. She walks with elegance and grace, polished by her vigorous face. Amazing is her.
That you lift in this world, girl, you need to know that you a gift in this world. There's no one like you, beautiful queen. Lady, you deserve a suitable king. Your intelligent, spiritual girl in you seem to triumph in everything that you do. No matter where you go, they gon' know who you are. God made you who you are.
She's a superstar. Can't nobody do it like she does. She has a heart for people in the sky.
Greg Speaks Live is being brought to you by Cobbin and Associates. Dr. Jacqueline Cobbin is the speaker of choice for entrepreneur development, personal development. Dr. Jacqueline Cobbin, Cobbin and Associates. Also, we've been sponsored today by Texas Anger Managers. If you know of anyone that's enraged, anger, contact TexasAngerManagers.com. You can reach them at 832-329-7148. They can make a difference.
Mickey's. The Houston Chronicle has ranked Mickey's Soul Food Cafe the number one Houston hotspot, serving oxtails that fall off the bone, irresistible smothered tender beef steak, baked chicken seasoned to perfection. That's M-I-K-K-I-S, located at 10500 West Belford at 59. Why cook when you've got Mickey serving heaping portions of collard greens, candied yams, ooey gooey, homemade macaroni and cheese, better than mama's? Call 281-568-5115. 281-568-5115. Mickey's Soul Food Cafe, where you can taste the love.
So what I try to do, man, is really be intentional and methodical in all that I do. But then knowing that I still have to put in the work and the energy to keep things going as well for me and my family.
What does that 2-4 represent to you?
Man, what the 24 means to me, man, is 24 hours in a day. And I want to make sure I maximize my 24 hours in a day. I want to live my life in such a way where I live, love, and maximize the opportunities that have come before me in those 24 hours. So I'm trying to attack every day. I'm trying to attack those 24. But I do have to sleep at least about 6 to 8 hours. But outside of that, I'm attacking those 24 hours in a day. How's it going? This is Tyrone Smith, former NFL player with the San Fran 49ers, author, speaker, game changer. You're listening to Greg Speaks Live, hosted by my boy Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
You are tuned into the best talk show in the North, South, East, and West.
Saturday, Fox.
With over 2 million seated followers worldwide. We are currently flying at an altitude of 32,000 feet above ground. As we descend, you will experience turbulence, excitement, insight, and resolution. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please bring your seats to an upright position. Make sure you fasten your seatbelts and prepare for the landing of your life with talk show impresario Gregory D. Anderson Jr. And once again, thanks for flying with Greg Speaks Live.
You're tuned in to GSL, where Greg speaks live. Topics include anger and stress management, relationship development, business spotlight, everyday people, and celebrity profiles. Greg Speaks Live programming allows listeners to step into their purpose by hearing the difference through education, applied knowledge, open communication, and keeping it real. Now let the dialogue begin. It's your host, author, and anger management facilitator, Gregory D. Anderson Jr. The natives call him the Nubian.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, going out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry, sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
You're listening to Greg Speaks Live.
Not the typical monologue, but a dialogue. And more mentally stimulating podcast.
Greg Speaks Live.
Hosted by Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Greg Speaks Live.
Blog.
This is Tasha Evans, founder of Be Incredibly Well. You are tuned in to an absolutely amazing and powerful platform. Expect to be enriched, empowered, and informed as you listen live to my good friend, talk show host, Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speak Live. This is Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speak Live.